don't put stuff on Facebook very often. I'm very private, thank you very much. Except for when you all are running your mouth.
Ooh, running mouth.
Wow. I'm going to post that. Yes.
Yeah. It, well, I mean, if you're going to dish it, you've got to be able to take it.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's our HUNCA session. Today is April 12th. The time is 10 a.m. Congresswoman Shaw, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Please bow your heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you for all the provisions that you make for us, and please bless all of our people. Osage Nation is strong, and we are here to do our part to make sure that that continues. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve. Please bless the mourners, all those hurting, our children, our elders. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next, we have approval of the journal.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebord.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the journal dated April
11th, 2023 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed, it carries, and we are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, listening audience, Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday, April the 11th. We considered bill number ONCA 2329, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $3,602,563 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. The committee also looked at bill number ONCA 2330, an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC subsection 8-102 to include congressional subpoenas after they have been served and filed and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. The committee also looked at 2335, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $100,000 of ARPA funds to the Visitor Center to build a patio roof structure and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. The committee also looked at bill number ONCA 2343, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC subsection 3-106 to increase the benefit of members under 65 up to $1,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congressman King.
Thank you, Speaker. Yesterday, the Government Ops Committee met on April 11th, 2023. The first bill was ONCA 23-48, an act to increase the amount of time for a corrective order from 3 years to 5 years and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. The final committee action was due pass with five yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Shaw, and Maker, one vote absent. Yesterday, the committee considered bill number ONCA 23-49. It's an act to amend 15 ONC 1-304 and 1-307 of the Congressional Subpoena Act and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action was due pass. Vote results were five yes votes, Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Shaw, and Maker, one absent. Yesterday, the Government Ops Committee considered bill number ONCA 23-51, an act to amend 15 ONCA 21-102 subsection A to amend the definition of benefits and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action was no recommendation. Five yes votes, Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Shaw, and Maker, one absent. Finally, yesterday, the Government Ops Committee met regarding resolution ONCR 23-09, a resolution supporting the Cherokee Nation's assertion of its treaty right to a delegate in the United States House of Representatives. The sponsor was Congressman Hamilton, co-sponsor Congressman Potts. The final committee action was due pass with five yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, and Shaw, one absent. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we are on introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2356 an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $574,520 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning. Good morning, members of Congress and those listening in. I'm reading in ONCA 23-57, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $235,000 to the executive branch for the purchase of an ambulance for Shidler, Oklahoma, volunteer ambulance service, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. ONCA 2356 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2357 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Seeing none, we have General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
As I addressed my colleagues in an email earlier, I'd like to make a motion to hold ONCA 2325, ONCA 2327, ONCA 2332, and ONCA 2333 on General Order Day 2.
Second.
A motion and a second to hold 2325.
Yes.
2331.
And 2327.
And 2327. 2331, 2332, and 2333. All of them? Because I didn't hear you say all of them the first time. So I'm double checking.
Excuse me, 2331 are non-tribal funds.
Okay. Okay, there's a motion and a second to hold 2325, 2327, 2332, and 2333. On General Order Day 2, on what agenda?
Would that be today's agenda?
On until further notice?
Oh, until further notice. Yes, until further notice.
Okay. How about we do it the call of the speaker, and then you can tell me, and then we'll do that. Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes, and 2325, 2327, 2332, and 2333 will remain on General Order Day 2 where amendments may be proposed until I hear back from the Chair of Appropriations. That leaves us with ONCA 2331. We are still on General Order Day 2. An act to amend ONCA 2195. To authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $824,412 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next day's agenda. We are now on General Order Day 3. There is nothing that we have to vote on, so we are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2329 is an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $3,617,313 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? You have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2329 pass? Thank you.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2330, an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC 8-102 to include congressional subpoenas after they have been served and filed and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2330 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2335, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $100,000 of ARPA funds to the Visitor Center to build a patio roof structure and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2335 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 23-43, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC 3-106 to increase the benefit of members under age 65 up to $1,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and listening audience out there and colleagues. I support this piece of legislation, but it's just not in a timely manner to me, because we have a lot of projects, we've got a lot of federal funding, we've got a lot of things that are going to be shaking out. And if this should pass and all of our youth apply for $1,000, then I believe the physical analysis was around $6 to $7 million additional. And I just don't know that we're going to be able to fund everything that's coming down, everything that we have already created. We're going to have staff for our assisted living facilities. That's around the clock, 7 days a week, every day out of the year. So those are the things that kind of give me a little concern and a little hesitation. I do, like I said, I do support this increase, but just not at this time. Thank you, ma'am.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief. So with some of the same concern mentioned by Congressman Bighorse, I do want to take this time to talk about my thoughts on this bill, as I will expect my comments to be put on Facebook. So I'll try to inform everyone as much as I can. And I'm so, well, it happens. So one thing that concerned me about this bill is, you know, addressing the language of the language and the that established this direct service for people. But what we don't have in front of us is an actual bill appropriating the money. So the bill in front of us has an alternate effective date, but it's upon chief signature right now. But there was not an appropriation bill to accompany this request. So that part I didn't really understand. I understand the bill says up to $1,000, and I guess that onus would then be put on the treasurer. But to me, if you're going to file a bill and you want that action taken, this is the body that provides the money. We're the purse strings. Also, in GovOps, we had heard an update from our strategic planning office with regards to a census. I believe they spoke of, you know, asking our people household information with regards to health needs. And I'd prefer to wait to see what the results of that census, that I think that starts in May. And so I'd like to, you know, start being more respectful and to our dollars in that manner. I'm not certain why the increase of $500 came to be. I don't know where that amount came from. I don't believe that was provided. Why 500? And we also, as mentioned, have a lot of ARPA projects that have deadlines that kind of could create a liability if we don't fund those projects. As I understand, we'd have to return the money. So I'm looking at this in a big picture for our government and trying to be responsible. As mentioned, we passed the assisted living. I understand we're gonna have to fund the operations for that, which I don't mind as a Congress member because it addresses those health needs. I would like to start seeing our health dollars be spread throughout to try to address more needs. And until we get the census back, I'm really not certain what those needs are. And so at this time, I'll be voting no. For all I know, it could be, it may come back and we decide 1,500. Could be 1,200. I don't know. I don't know where the number actually came from. And so with that being said, until I have that information and more information, I don't know what the treasurer's thinking at this point. I haven't talked to him about what he's thinking the up to that the 1,000 would be. I just know it's going to be costly, and there's no appropriation bill. It's just saying, okay, up to 1,000. So I'm not going to be supporting it. Do I care about our folks and their health needs? Most certainly. But I'm ready to start addressing more needs than just this. So thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And
colleagues and those listening in. So I suspect this particular topic will always, it's going to be continually to come up several times. If you recall, we've been talking about the health benefit for quite some time, concerning the fact that the rollover was taken away. And it's very difficult whenever you have something that was given to you and then taken, and then looking down the road and seeing what our operational and burn rate is as a nation and not knowing what that's going to be in our future, and trying to understand that we are looking out for just not just every individual, but for so many things in operation, projects that we have currently, and that some of the initiatives that we may want to continue or new initiatives that we may have. And we all know how many projects that we have out there that are not completed, that are going to take operational dollars that are going to be needed, and we don't know what that looks like yet. We do not know what that analysis is as far as what kind of operational dollars are we going to need going forward. The health benefit is something we've had for quite some time. It initially started, at 500 with no rollover, and that's where we had to bring it back to that for fiduciary reasons. And it was a big topic, and it's going to continue to be a big topic. But I just want to make it very clear, just like Congresswoman Rivard just mentioned, it doesn't mean that we don't want our people to have more benefits. The question is, can we afford these benefits? And so then we talk about, well, it's the current max amount that a person can have is under the current law that we have is up to $500, and for people under 64, well, they get that max amount of up to $500. So we set ourselves up, and we have funded it, and we've continued to fund it at the max amount up to $500. And putting the language in up to $1,000, I would love to be able to say we can afford this. We absolutely know that we can afford this. Or I would love to say that we know for sure that the treasurer or executive come down here and say, we can only afford a $50 increment. And that's something that they could do. We don't know what that looks like. We don't know if that's what they're going to do. So what will happen and potentially could happen is the budget shows up down here during our budgetary session with the max amount again of up to $1,000. And it puts it back under this house, which is fine because we do have the purse strings to say, nope, we're going to cut that. And then we'll be at this pulpit again talking about people will be slinging words, talking, saying that you don't care about our people's health, that you don't care about people outside our boundaries. And that's not true. And for us, for one bill to define the fact if you do or don't care, and there's several of them out there, but this one particularly gets a lot of traction about people not caring about folks outside of our boundaries. And I am in healthcare. My career was started in healthcare. It will end in healthcare. Health it's at my core, and I can't imagine that it's not at everybody's core here, because we want our people to thrive and survive and to be successful and to be healthy. So I'm comfortable with it at 500 at this point in time because they're going to get their max amount. We know that it's not always spent. Several people do not even spend all of their dollars that up to the 500 as it is now. We have that information to go by. So it doesn't mean that we don't support our people and want them to have good health. At this point in time, we have to be fiduciarily responsible about where we're headed and what it looks like in the future, and we just don't have that analysis, and I cannot support it at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Congressman Tillman.
Morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, and those listening. I do support this bill, and I support it now. To me, there's nothing like the now. There's a lot of things that go with this bill, the up to, which puts the onus on the executive branch. But it's something that our people, and let me be clear, I'm all for assisted living. I'm all for funeral homes, cemeteries, senior housing. It's a big benefit the local Osages are going to maximize on. This casts a net across the United States that affects 14,000 Osages now, underneath the age of 65. That's huge. We talk about fiscal responsibility. I've listened to people talk about the projects that we have for the ARPA projects that we have, 19 projects, and comments of we don't know what it looks like. We don't know what it's going to cost to fund it. We don't know what it's going to cost to sustain it. We don't know the analysis. That is poor planning. Poor planning. You should know those things up front, in my opinion. And we don't know what that looks like. That's irresponsible. To me, it's almost reckless spending when you don't know. And we don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know if our treasurer right now can give us a balance in our retained revenue fund. I don't know if he can get a balance in the permanent fund. I don't know if we can get a balance in the general fund. But I do know this benefit will affect over 14,000 Osages now. And health costs are soaring. So that's where I stand, and I will be supporting this, and I hope some of you will as well. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Anyone else? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I will be supporting this bill simply because I was elected to represent the people, and I've always been a congressman of the people. And anytime we can help our people with any kind of direct services, that's what I'm going to do. And this is one of those. I've heard a lot of excuses or reasons, why we can't do it. Well, let's find some reasons why we can do it. Our people need help. Not everybody has a job for the tribe. Not everybody has a job, a nice job. And our people need help. We have people living in poverty. They're having a hard time. Let's not forget those people. Yes, I know we passed a lot of bills through here without the results of a census. Hundreds of bills have passed through here without a census. So I'm not going to let that be a deterrent for me when I know our people need help and they need this. And I think we, as a nation, as a government, we are obligated to provide health care for our people. It's in the Constitution. You don't believe me, just read it. It's there. So I will be supporting this, and I hope you will too. Thank you.
Anyone else? Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. So to address a few concerns of where this bill comes from, in an email dated May 4th, 2022 at 1:08 p.m., our chief, direct quote, says, closely behind, as a priority stated to Texas Osages in an email, closely behind is working with the Osage Congress to make sure our scholarship program, burial assistance, Medicare Part D prescription Medicare Plan F, and HealthGuard is fully funded. Here's the kicker. Quote, the next term has scheduled an increase in the health card from $500 a year for under 65 years to $1,000 a year. That's where it comes from. This was reiterated in the spring to California Osages. Some of those 14,000 members that benefit from this. That's where this comes from. And I agree. Because we have rushed 10% pay increases for our employees out of here, not knowing the full cost. We've rushed countless other measures to fight inflation for our employees and for our assistants. We've rushed direct assistance out of this room without knowing the full cost. Every one of those not knowing the full cost. They rushed out the door. And now we hear, oh, we can't do this because we don't know the full cost. I can tell you the full cost is 14,070 members enrolled right now at $500. If you make that $1,000, the cost is $7,035,000. But echoing what Congresswoman Lemon said, several people don't spend the full amount. 100% agree. We have evidence. We have years of data to show that. Several people are not going to spend the full $1,000. So to say that $7 million is the total cost is not accurate. We know that they're not all going to spend it. But the total cost, the total liability of what it could be, would be $7 million. How many of the other countless projects that were mentioned, the 19 projects, we didn't know a final build number? I never saw an appropriation bill for the 24-hour care for those facilities. We still don't know what that's going to cost. We still have estimates out that say we don't know what it's going to cost to complete a cemetery. We don't know what it's going to cost to complete elder housing. It doesn't mean I don't support those. But I can tell you right now that the maximum this could cost would be $7 million, and I 100% know that several of the people aren't going to use that benefit. And that's a cheaper price tag than many of the other projects we've sent out the door. So I, too, am concerned. We've got a lot going on, but I do have to say this. If we had said at the time we're going to support these 19 projects at the expense of what we're already offering our people, I might have changed my vote on a few of those. We got to keep moving forward. We can't say, okay, now we're going to shift our focus and only do these projects at the expense of what we've already promised our people. We can do both. I believe that we can do both. Regarding the language of up to or this is uncertainty, this isn't new language. This is existing language in the current law that requires the onus to be on our executive branch to work with this Congress. They are by law to communicate on an annual basis based on what they believe funding levels could be, the amount of the annual benefit. We haven't received that memo that's legally required since September of 2019. Show me another project that benefits 14,000 people tomorrow. Show me one of the projects that we've rushed out this door, not knowing the full cost, not having the full appropriation bill, not having all the answers, that benefits 14,000 people and more, because if a new Osage is brought into this planet, they can benefit from that year. Again, we know the need is there. We've rushed inflation fighting measures out the door, salary increases out the door. The need is there. We're really going to try to pretend that medical costs haven't increased in the last 3 years. We can help people, and I hope that we can. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2343 pass?
Congressman Bigwars?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Second Speaker Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
No.
It fails. We are now on confirmation of appointees. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to confirm Debbie Cheshawala as an executive appointee to the Osage Home Health Board.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the appointee?
Madam Speaker, I'm sorry, yes. Do I need to add the term year or?
It's for a term of 3 years.
Yes, do I need to add that to the motion?
You can.
Okay.
So noted.
Thank you.
Is there any discussion on the appointee? Hearing none, roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Debbie Cheshawala is confirmed to the Osage Home Health Board for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to confirm Carla Core Brown to the Osage Home Health Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
Motion and a second for confirmation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Carla Core Brown is now confirmed to the Osage Home Health Board. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler.
Speaker, I'd like to notice that Appropriations Committee will meet following session. We'll start at 10:55 and meet until noon.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet today starting at 1 p.m. until 4:30 p.m.
Thank you. And I have just a little discussion that I want to get a consensus from the body on. We have been notified by executive that they would like to come in and do a 360 video next Tuesday. And it would involve us going about our day through our agenda, but it would have other people in the room filming, is my understanding of it. I don't know if that's one person or six or seven people. I don't know if there will be small cameras or big cameras, but we have been invited to participate in I received an email, myself and the staff, and I think second speaker, and I need to hear from the body if you all want that to occur. I understanding this, not that if everyone said no, it's not that I don't think that we would not want to participate, but this is a small space. So adding 10 people walking around and filming you while we're doing the, you know, going through the agenda, if people didn't feel comfortable with that, I would understand, but I would like to hear from the body. It would take 15 minutes, is what I'm being told. Congresswoman Rivard.
What day would that be?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday? Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I think that would be fine, 15 minutes. I think it would be too intrusive, and we should participate.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone opposed to it that want to? Congressman Tillman?
I'm not opposed to it, but I won't be here, but I don't care.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anyone else?
Just a question, Speaker. Do we know what the media, what the film's going to be used for?
Caitlin?
I have been told that it's something that the language department is doing, and it's going to be a professional film crew, and supposedly this is the only week they're going to be in town, so that's why it's during session. Otherwise, they would try and schedule around it. But from what I understand, it's just going to showcase the building so that people that don't get to come here can see it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it sounds like everyone is okay with it, but I just wanted to have that discussion, so thank you. We are now on adjournment.
So move.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. And a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.